I interviewed Marjorie Mayo a couple of days ago. Did you know her back in the Mayo Hotel days? She's older than you quite a bit, but...
Yeah, I knew her because of Birch.
Yes.
But I didn't know her that well. She was always a grand lady in my estimation. Very stylish, sophisticated, and I always had a great impression of her, but I never talked with her much.
Yeah, and she still is that today, by the
way. Oh, is she?
Somewhere along the line, you got married.
Yes. My senior year in college, we had a football trip to Michigan State for our seniors. I was president of the senior class at Notre Dame. I rolled around at night as a junior trying to decide whether or not I should run for president of our class our senior year, and I made the decision to do so. So you plan different events for your class. One of them was a senior football trip. We went up on Friday, and we went to the Michigan State pep rally. And they introduced their homecoming queen. I took a note of what sorority she was from. And so the next day, Saturday morning, there were a group of us, about seven of us, just went down Sorority Row. And I went into the Kappa Kappa Gamma house and asked for this particular person who was a homecoming queen. And she came down the steps, and she had been upstairs, and we chatted and so forth. And my best line at that time was to tell someone I had six sisters. That seemed to make me pretty good in anybody's mind. And that worked with her. And we started dating. So we dated all my senior year. Her name was Judy Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. After graduation, I helped get her a job in La Jolla, California, teaching school, where my parents had a second home. And I was in the Navy. But we corresponded, and we were very close and everything. So after I got out of what I call officer boot camp, and they sent me down to Athens, Georgia, to become a supply officer, they gave us Friday off, so I flew out to La Jolla from Athens, and we were married on a Friday, and then we spent Saturday in Phoenix, which was our honeymoon, and then we were back in Athens for classes on Monday morning. We had officer housing at that time, which was very nice. It was new housing and really very lovely. I guess I got tired of having so many male roommates. You know, Cassia Hall, when I went through it, was all male. Notre Dame was all male. And I can remember in our officer candidate school, in our barracks, we had 34 of us in there. When I went down to supply corps school, the same thing. I was in a barracks with guys down there. And again, it was all male, and I said, Bill, you know, you love this woman, so why don't you get married? And that's where I made up my mind to get married. And so we started our married life there, and then, as I said, we were transferred briefly to Hawaii for firefighting school and things like that before we went to Kwajalein for a little over a year. And then from there, I went to the amphibious base south of Coronado on the strand there. We had 27 landing craft. I was supply officer for the food, the parts, and the ammunition. We had about five people on each one of these landing crafts. So the front would come down, and tanks would roll off, and Marines would roll off. That was great duty, too. I enjoyed that. Had a difficult commanding officer there, however, who had worked his way up. I'm an enlisted man, and he didn't like college graduates who were in the Navy, and so it was pretty tough serving under him. He gave me every difficult job could be. Nonetheless, the experience of working with these 27 crews was a fascinating experience. We would go out for gunnery exercises, shooting at barrels and everything like that. And I really realized how hard it was to hit anything with these machine guns that we had because of the wave action and things like that. So it was an eye-opening experience for me. But it was very good duty because we came back after living in Kwajalein. We came back to rent a home originally in Coronado, and then after that, I rented a home in La Jolla for a short time and would get on Highway 5 at 5 o'clock in the morning and go down and use the ferry to cross over at that time from San Diego to Coronado. There wasn't any bridge, so you drove your car into the ferry. My wife and I enjoyed our duty there. Our first son was born on Kwajalein in the Marshall Islands. Small infirmary there, and remember, we had to kick a dog out of the room before the birthing. And my second son was born there.
Let's name them, first of all, your first son's name?
Stephen. And my second son is named William. And he was born there in La Jolla while I was in the Navy. And then I came back and I spent that first year in Midland and then came back to Tulsa where my daughter Carolyn was born. She was my third child. And John Kelly was my fourth child. I had three sons and a daughter. We were married for 16 years, and I was just under so much pressure that I didn't realize how much pressure I was under. I just thought that was normal. I think I was so involved in trying to make money, and I had the pressure of trying to build this oil company. So after 16 years, my wife divorced me. Once the divorce happened in 1973, my mind was just shattered, and my dad and mother said, well, we want you to take a year off and go down and live where your sister Pat lives in Florida. So I went down there for a year. I lived in West Palm Beach, and I had two of my children with me, the two older children, and my wife had the two younger children. I wound up doing some things with some Notre Dame friends, and I got in the housing business, and I was building, actually built four homes up in a little place called Hobe Sound, and three of them were right on the ocean, and one of them was on the intercoastal. So I did that, and then I had a very good friend here in Tulsa by the name of Harrison Towns, who's an outstanding geologist. I'd participated with him before this disaster happened in my marriage. And so I would come back and participate in wells here, and I was still on the First National Board and the Williams Company's board. And so I'd come back to those board meetings. So I'd come back to Tulsa once a month.